What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you want a sports take, probably a controversial one, I can give one to you. Something that you kind of glossed over on the On This Day list.
All right.
Okay, so I wrote.
Oh, is this the Uruguay, the famous Uruguay moment?
Yeah, I know you guys probably don't care about it, but it's probably, I'm not kidding here, not because I'm Uruguayan, it's probably the greatest upset in the history of sports of all time, in any sport, anywhere, anywhere in the universe.
So today in 1950, Uruguay beats Brazil in the World Cup finals in the legendary Naranja.
What's that?
The orange.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Actually, the Maracanazo. There's no N at the beginning there.
My bad. What is the Maracanazo?
1950.
No, what does that mean?
The Maracanã is Brazil's national stadium. Still exists. Still probably their biggest stadium. That's where they held the World Cup final back in 2014. They built this stadium in 1950 for Brazil to host their first World Cup, the fourth edition of the World Cup. And Brazil at this point, everybody considers them the favorite. They're the host nation. They are going to win this tournament. It's a foregone conclusion. They run through the group stage. And for the first time ever, the World Cup, they're kind of tinkering with things. Instead of doing a knockout round, they put the best teams at one of their groups in a round robin. All those teams would play each other, and the team with the most points at the end would be the World Cup champion. Final game of the tournament plays out this way.
Solana, what are you talking about, man? What the hell happened?
Be more bored. Can't I just hear what the miracle is?
Goodness gracious!
Like, just give me
pick a stadium.
I'm getting the whole the history of the construction of a stadium.
Goodness gracious! We just got freedom in Uruguay from the past president. What happened in this damn game, Solana?
All Brazil needs to do is tie or win. They're the World Cup champions. They hoist their first ever World Cup title, the Jules Rimet Trophy back in the day. Uruguay goes in to the Maracanã Stadium in front of 200,000 people, the most attended soccer game, sporting event in the history of the world. 200,000 people, Brazilians, packed to this day, packed into the Maracanã Stadium. And Uruguay, despite being down 1-0, thanks to Alcides Guilla, scores two goals, and they win the tournament. People jumping off the stadium, committing suicide in Brazil because of the shock.
What?
They were so convinced, FIFA, the governing body, and the Brazilians, they were so convinced that Brazil was going to win. All they had to do was tie or win. This was their tournament. They had created medals and had already engraved Brazil as the champions into the medals, which the Uruguayans themselves took home. It was, without a doubt, the biggest upset in the history of sport. And people don't talk about it. And me, the Uruguayan on radio, is here to tell you it deserves attention. On this day, 1950, the greatest upset in the history of sport.
I thought you were from Argentina.
In fairness, I live bet Brazil when they went up 1-0 because I said this thing's over.
Hawk missed his
flight. So I remember it very there. Differently. I remember it very differently than Solana. It was a terrible day.
Hawk would have been there if he missed his flight.
I'd have been launching myself off the stadium.
All right, the Panthers schedule was released.
Is he correct on that, Jimmy? Because you're a soccer fan. Is he correct on all that?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I wasn't born that time.
He's perfect. I don't know.
So you say Lou Alcindor made 2 goals? Let me see.
Maracanasa.
The Maracanazo.
Maracanazo.
Maracanazo. Just text my dad. Happy Maracanazo anniversary. He will literally.
I will be happy to do that.
He will literally beat that man up. the Panthers schedule is released. We know they're going to open up against the Blackhawks at 5 p.m. A disgrace to the Florida Panthers. The NHL should be ashamed of themselves. The Oilers come to South Florida on November 22nd. And the Panthers will be in Boston. Brad Marchand's return as a Panther officially October 15th, early in the season. The Lightning will be in South Florida for the first time November 15th. And the best part about this is that in the past couple of years, the Panthers opened up their season and then immediately went out on the road. They were on like some long road trip, like the first 2 weeks of the season. This year, that won't happen. They're going to play after they play the Blackhawks to open up the season. They'll play 2 more home games against the Flyers and the Senators.
All right. Very cool.
174,000 attendance. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And I'm not, that wasn't joking, by the way. People literally confirmed suicides, people jumping off the stadium because of the shock that Brazil was not going to win the tournament. It didn't register for people. Newspaper articles had already been printed and published in Europe that Brazil was the champion because it didn't seem possible that Brazil, who had run through the tournament so easily, was going to lose the game when all they had to do was tie. I'm telling you, this is like a legitimate, insane story. Pablo Torre, where are you at? You want to do some real journalism? Where are you at? Come on. Where are you at?
Got to be such mixed emotions every year for Phoebe Cates on her birthday. You know that so many people took their lives on this day.
On the FIFA website, it's not on here at all. I have the biggest upsets.
I'm going to say it didn't happen.
What did you look up, Jimmy?
The biggest upsets in World Cup history. And the only one that pops up from 1950 was when the USA beat England 1-0.
You want to know why, Jimmy? You want to know why?
Why?
Shadow ban.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
FIFA has shadow banned Uruguay.
So wait a second. Jimmy does just a modicum of research here. This is a big deal in the Solana household because you're Uruguayan and this meant a lot to your dad.
A big deal. First of all, Uruguay was crowned the World Cup champion.
It's not on FIFA top upsets in FIFA history, even in that year.
It's a stupid list then. I don't know what else to tell you. That list is stupid. Whoever wrote that list should be
but
fired.
Is it possible that your dad told you something was very important that wasn't necessarily as important as everyone else thought?
Fuck. They were crowned World Cup champions of this tournament for the second time, by the way, because they won the first iteration of the tournament in 1930. I would say winning the World Cup, whether or not I'm Uruguayan, is a pretty big deal.
Solana, FIFA forgot?
Hey, Solana, I've went through 20 and Uruguay doesn't pop up on either side, lose or win.
Shadow Ben.
It is fun.
Man.
It
is
just a lot of fun. Biggest upsets in sports history. Miracle on Ice is considered number one.
But
Buster
that's what
Douglas
I'm telling
knocked
you.
Out Mike
that's
Tyson.
What I'm telling you.
Rulon Gardner defeats Carolyn. Remember that? The American wrestler who beat the Russian wrestler. Villanova beats Georgetown. I remember that. My friend Veltra Dawson was on that Villanova team. It's just not on any list.
That is what I'm telling you. It deserves the respect.
No, you told us that it was the biggest upset in sports.
Yeah. And only Go person back. That thinks that is Eduardo Solana?
Rewind the tape. I'm telling you, it's the upset Solana. Nobody talks about, despite Solana. Being the greatest
well,
upset in the history
talking
of
about
sports.
It.
No one's ever talked about it.
Well, then
we just like did 20 minutes. Segment. You laid it out with all the details of the Mecca Carrasco, and no one thinks this is that big of a deal.
According to ESPN, top 10 upsets in sports history. Number one is the Miracle on Ice. Mm-hmm. Number two, Super Bowl III. That's the Super Bowl. Remember Joe Namath guaranteed a win. I think they were the AFL, right? And
never heard it. Never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Villanova beats Georgetown in the NCAA championship is number three. Mm-hmm. Buster Douglas.
Oh.
Knocks out Mike Tyson, number four. Man of War. A horse considered as good as Secretariat. No joke. Number five, loses. That was his only loss in his career. That was 1919. I had him across the board, so I was fine.
A horse from 1919 is on this list.
Doesn't that tell you a little something about maybe a lie you've been fed your entire life?
It's not a lie that I've been fed. This is well documented. This is the greatest upset in the history of sports.
Well, it hasn't been documented, though. It's only been told to you by Eduardo. There's no documentation of this. Number six, the Nuggets embarrassed the Sonics in the 1994 NBA playoffs. Number seven, Jack Fleck wins the 1955 U.S. Open, and I had Ben Hogan, and he looked so good in the first three rounds. I cannot believe Fleck was able to take him in the last round. The Miracle Mets, number eight. Rulon Gardner, number nine. And NC State beating Phi Slamma Jamma, number 10. That's, you know, where Jim Valvano runs onto the court. You see that every year.
Jumping.
I mean, it's not there, Solana.
Shadow Band.
It is on Wikipedia, though.
Well, I mean, you know, so
you can look up any eight. That's what I did. I did 1950 World Cup and found the game, but it wasn't. They didn't make it important.
But I'm not kidding you. Like, the idea that all these lists that have been compiled over decades talk about upsets and they don't include the Maracanazo is a disgrace.
To the Solanas?
Soccer fans all around the world, Brazilians, South Americans especially, know about the Maracanazo. You even talk about it in Brazil. They take you to the favela. They kill you.
Where's Whittingham about the Maracanazo? And see
I know. I'm tempted to text him. Because someone texts in. I think this is our friend. He says, is Brother Solana confused by folklore?
But here's the problem.
I think you're the victim of some folklore from Eduardo.
Witty has fallen victim to what a lot of sports fans have fallen victim to, which is shadow ban.
Right. Well, that actually happened. Man of War lost because they shadow banned him.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So no one but you believe in the Macronesco.
It's nothing to believe in. This has happened. This happened.
And people killed themselves, because I don't believe this story now, Hawk. Ain't nobody killed themselves.
I don't think 200,000 people were there either, because I'm seeing tickets still available on Ticketmaster.
It says 174,000, so that was already a lie.
Right, and that probably counts the amp security that up. And all that stuff.
Was that after the 30,000 suicides, Zelana?
Listen, first of all, I didn't say 30,000. I said people. And second of all... Well,
somehow they got from 200,000 to 170,000.
Everybody out there listening, Hawk, Crowder, Jimmy, all of you listeners, those of you who will pod this, I have made you a smarter sports fan. I have made you a smarter sports fan with this knowledge. Do with it what you will.
If I'm out to dinner this weekend, I bring up La Manzana to whoever I'm talking to, and they're going to be wowed.
Well, no, you have to explain to them what happened.
I don't recall what happened because I don't think it happened.
Solana, Hawk has been doing this. How long have you been doing sports talk, Hawk?
I've literally never heard this before.
40 years? Like something crazy. 55
years Solana. Since Man of War was upset in 1919.
Hawk trained Man of War and started doing sports radio. He's never heard of La Misanenka.
Yeah.
Shadow banned. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, this is why I got into sports radio, for this very segment right here.
Your work here is done. That's it. You're signing off.
I hereby retire. I am done. I have brought to you the piece of knowledge I was raised to bring to you.
Hey, Solana, you better not say Beetlejuice 3 times in a row, because something's going to happen.
No, but seriously, it's a joke that like people don't know about this.
It's a joke that it's you joke. Know about it.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. It's 4:36 already. We haven't been to commercial break because of this nonsense.
What are you talking about?
This jackassery.
Maserana.
I bet you want to go to commercial break. You want to continue deflecting. Shadow ban. I bet. All right, your weather, I'm going to go cry. Your weather, 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows are in the 70s or something. I'm going to go cry and call my dad.
Well, today is a big day, La Macarena, in Brazil. And there you go.
All right.
To all our listeners, I'm sorry.
Goodness gracious, what happened to that?
And he thought the home run derby was too boring.
What in the world?
Down to one deal.
What?
He literally started the story with talk about the construction of the stadium.
Brazil's national stadium, Hawk. Brazil built the stadium.
Concrete. Hey, built the stadium. Brought in.
That's what, Hawk. Is still there to this day. It's still right there.
All right. We got to take a break. Thank God. We have to take a break because I don't
never talk about that again.
Yeah.
I'm taking off. What's today's date?
You remember? I'm taking this off every year. Yeah, Jimmy, make sure you
July 16th. I'm done for next year.
If I ever work on a July 16th again, somebody come in and kidnap me.
I'm putting in my paperwork early. There's no way.
Jimmy, I mean, hire a Delta Force to rip me out of my studio and put me in a bag in the back of a van. If you see me sign on for segment number one on July 16th.
Oh, I'm out of here. What in the world did we just go through?
I could never chance this happening again.
I'd rather get an STD or something. This was terrible.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. I just texted Appel to see if he could work July 16th, 2026 through 2059.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.